You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574. Now, stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Pastor David Ewers with Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word and healing. A church where you can come and you can get strong word and some good teaching. To help you to walk in your destiny. Before we start, let's go ahead and get open up in a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right into the word of God. Father God, we are so thankful. We are so grateful. You're so such a wonderful Heavenly Father. You are our Abba Father. You are our Adonai. You are our Elohim. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your divine presence this afternoon, Lord God, to declare, Lord God, over your people. Father God, those that are listening, Lord God, maybe for the first time, Lord God, that your perfect will, Lord God, will be done in their life. We pray, Lord God, Father God, for those single mothers, those young persons, a teenager. We pray, Lord God, for those businessmen. We pray, Lord God, Father God, for that homemaker. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for that person, Lord God, that may just seem to have lost their way, that your perfect will, Lord God, will be done. Father God, we know we cannot do anything without you. So, Father, we are so thankful for the Holy Spirit who comes alongside of us and leads us into your divine truth. We pray, Lord God, that your perfect will be done. Your kingdom will be established, and that your perfect will, Lord God, will be established, Lord God, in this time, Lord God, that you have allotted me. We bless you, Father. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we ask all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray. And every person says, amen. What an exciting time that we are right now, that we have the ability to speak to God and to communicate with God. We're in the middle of a series called Teach Me How to Pray. Let me ask you a question. Do you know how to pray? Have your prayers have been answered? Is there a frustration that's been built up that, man, I've been praying about the same thing over and over and over again, and I've not seen the results? Well, personally, I can tell you that prayer works. And I believe if we know how to pray, and we know the rules of how to pray and how to pray in a certain manner, then we will get the results that we need. I want to direct my this teaching to maybe that single mother, or maybe having some difficult time with your young person. You just been trying the best that you can to make things happen. It just seems as though nothing has happened. I'm just going to encourage you to pray. And I encourage you to give it to God and give it over to God. That person might have just received notice that that spouse that you have known for years and years and years now want to divorce you. And now you're, you're faced with the fact, the reality that you're now divorced. That's a very riveting time for a person's life. A young person, a teenager, someone that is just seem as though they're at their wit's end, not sure exactly what to go, which direction to go. I believe prayer, if you know, taught how to pray, you yourself can bring that situation to God and deliver you out of that situation. That businessman that you may be in business for years, or you might have just started the business and you said, Lord, I need that wisdom to know how to make the right choices and how to, you know, get the right contracts and so forth. Pray. homemaker, the person that's at home. I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you. I want to teach you how to pray. Now, like I said before, I'm a firm believer in praying because literally I watched when situations were going on in my life. Like, for instance, some of you probably don't know, last couple of weeks, my mother had passed away. And it's a very difficult time in my life. God, this is the mom. Hey, this is the mom that you love. It's the mom that came into your room and prayed for you and it was always there. And it was right there by your side. A very, very difficult time. Yes, it's a very difficult time. What gives me the strength to push through this situation? It was prayer. What is keeping me? It's prayer. You know, I watch even with my family, the relationship between my wife and I see prayer just literally take our marriage to that next level. Prayer over my children. I watch how God's hand literally moved upon their lives. Why? Because of prayer. So we have to understand that prayer is significant. Also, there are those that don't realize, I had the honor and I had the privilege, I literally say that, the honor and the privilege this past weekend to experience Kirex Ministry, which is a prison ministry that goes out to Sago Palm and ministers to the candidates or the inmates, those that have been forgotten, those that have the society have given them a stigma of you don't deserve a second chance. Yes, we had a chance. We had quite a few volunteers from various churches that came together and we met for 10 weeks. And during that time, we had a chance to bond and then we going for a four-day weekend. This weekend happened to be that weekend. And I watched literally how God transformed candidates right before my eyes. I'd literally see candidates, tears streaming down their eyes. They're running to God, lifting up their hands and say, what can I do to be safe? And I literally seen the power of God in Sago Palm. So those who are listening, you may be listening in Sago Palm, I give you a shout out. That was a tremendous weekend. Now, why did I bring that up? The reason why I brought that up is the fact that before this weekend starts, there is a prayer village, a vigil that is sent out. And this gives churches, families, friends, you name it, an opportunity to be a part of that weekend through praying for that weekend. So they have a prayer vigil that each person is assigned, say, like 30 minutes to pray at a certain time simultaneously while that ministry is going on. So for instance, April 26th, Friday at 6:30, you have literally hundreds of people that are praying at that time around the clock while that ministry is going on. And to say that those prayers literally had an effect on that weekend is an understatement. So I literally see how prayer can change things. I see it in my life. I see it in my family. I see it in my children. I see it in my wife. I see it in my church, how prayer. And I believe that God is calling us back to prayer. If you realize that every major revival, not just locally, not just in the United States, but throughout the world, was birthed through someone that says that I'm not going to stop praying until something changes in this church, in my community. And I believe that this church has to go, this world has to come back to the art of praying effectively. And that's what I want to teach you, how to pray. Now, when we look in the Word of God, we see how powerful prayer is. Like, for instance, Peter. He was captured. He was in a prison situation. The following day, they were planning on executing his life. But the scripture says prayer at a certain home was being made for Peter. And simultaneously, while they were praying, we see an angel was released to where they were, plucked Peter out of that situation, brought him out of prison, brought him back to the place where they were praying. And we see the results of prayer. In Acts, we see when the apostles, they prayed, the place shook. We see all type of people were praying. We see someone, a widow, praying. We see someone that prayed for an axe head that the prophet was using, a younger prophet was using the axe head and fell off into the water. And the prophet prayed and the axe head literally floated back to him. So we see numerous things throughout the Word of God where prayer is effective. In James, it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. In other words, your prayer should be effective. You should see results of your prayer. So as I pray, and or as we talk on the subject of teach me how to pray, if you can just glean and just extract some of the nuggets of what being taught this afternoon and then adopt it and put it into your prayer life, then you begin to start seeing some things happen and some results happening, some manifest happening in your life. Agreed? All right. Now, let's first of all tackle this subject, teach me how to pray. Today we're going to tackle the disciples' prayer or the Our Father prayer. If you look with me in Luke chapter 11, verses 1. It reads, now it came to pass as he, who are we referring to? Jesus. He was praying in a certain place. Stop for a second there. You mean that there is a certain place that was designated that when it's time for me to pray, I can go to that place, a solitude place, a place where there's no distraction. It may be a closet. It might be a bathroom. It might be a room that's not being used much. Just a place where you can just get a time alone. Yes, we can pray wherever we go. Scripture says we can pray without ceasing. We can pray in our cars. We could pray while we're cutting the grass. We can pray, you know, while we're driving down the street. Yes, there are different times, but there's also times where we have selected a place that, hey, this is my intimate time with you, Lord. And I believe that God wants to get into a time where we can pray to him. Now, we understand that prayer is a force. Prayer is full of power. Prayer unlocks the treasures of heaven. Prayer is our communication, our dialogue with a living God. Prayer is our spirit that is in communication with the Spirit of God. Now, let's go back to Luke chapter 11. They were praying in a certain place. Luke 11 verses 1. When he ceased, that one of his disciples said unto him, said unto who? Said unto Jesus, Lord, man, I need to teach me how to pray. Teach me how to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, and we all are very familiar with the disciples' prayer, the Our Father. Now, if you turn over also to Matthew chapter 6, I believe, verses 9, we see, let's start with verse 8. In verse 8, it reads, Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you need of before you ask. But in this manner, in this pattern, therefore pray. So now God says that I'm giving you a pattern. I'm giving you a diagram, not necessarily to read the disciples' prayer verbatim, but it's a manner, it's a way, it's giving you the blueprints of how your prayer could be effective. Do it this way, All right, do it this kind of way. So we see that this prayer, the Our Father prayer or the disciples prayer, was birthed through a request from one of the disciples. Now, let's look closely at how we should do this, because the single mom that I'm talking to, the divorcee, that young person or that businessman or the homemaker, I want to see some differences when you get down on your knees that you are praying effectively. So let's first of all, let's look at this Our Father's prayer or the disciples' prayer. First of all, it starts off by saying Our Father. Our Father. That speaks of relationship with God. This speaks of a relationship that you have with God. Like, for instance, I look at my father before he had passed away. I had a relationship with my father. And in that relationship, I would come to him, and sometimes I would call him Dai. I'm not sure if that was a word, but that's my way of expressing the relationship with my father. So I will address him as Dai, or express him as, you know, hey, Daddy. All right, so when we go and we talk to our fathers, it's a relationship that we have with our father. Now, it's important that when we address our father, we understand that he's a father that's exalted. He's a father that is a loving father. He's a father that is a caring father. In the Jewish culture, they use the word Abba, which actually means daddy. Daddy. Now, it's important also that we know the various names of our father. Like, for instance, he's our El Elyon. El Elyon means the Most High God. Jehovah Sabaoth, it gives you the idea of the Lord of the Celestial Host, the Lord of the Armies of the Living God. Or Jehovah Shalom, he's our peace. I believe it was Moses that says, who should I say sent us? He says, tell him I am that I am. So when we pray, we start off by praying and we put our attention and we know that we're praying to our Father. We are exalting our Father. And when you look at Jesus and you see, for instance, like in John chapter 17, we saw the relationship that Jesus had with his Father. Let's look at, first of all, John chapter 17, verses 21. Scripture says, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Let's look at verse 26. And I have declared to them your name, and I will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. If you go back one verse to 25, it says, O righteous Father. So we see that Jesus addressed the Father. When we pray to the Father in the name, in the authority of the name Jesus. We pray to the Father. We don't necessarily pray to Jesus, but we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. See that? So, the first thing is our Father. It speaks of relationship. When we're praying to God, it's a relationship that we have with the Father. He is exalted. He's the Father of all. Let's look at St. John's chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto them, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come to the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Now, our attention is to our Father. Secondly, it says, our Father, which art in heaven. This speaks of location. We have to know that we are praying to our Father that's in the heavens. He is in the highest of heavens. He has authority over all. We're not just talking about a lowercase God, but this is a God of grandeur. This is a God that he resides in a heavenly place, in the heavenly dimension where we can pray to him. So it speaks of location. So when we come to God in prayer, first of all, we address the Father. We address the Father through that relationship, just like Jesus. The second thing in our prayer, in this model or in this manner of praying, we understand that we are praying to our Father, which is in heaven, who art in heaven. Third point, hallowed be your name. In other words, this speaks of adoration. When we come before God, we address him as the Father. We know the location that he's at, but also we hallow his name. What do you mean by hallowed? It means to keep holy. It means sacred. It means that his name is set apart. You ever went to, like, for instance, you go to someone's house and you walk into their house and they'd have like a little china closet and they see some precious plates of crystals that they have in the cabinet and it's on lockdown. When you go there, you're not necessarily going to be eating from those. Why? Because those plates have been what? Set aside. They're holy. They're exclusive. So when we come to God, we have to understand that his name is hallowed. This speaks of adoration. It speaks of when we come to God and we praise him. We worship him. That should be the first thing that we do when we come before our Father, because our Father is full of grandeur. Let's look at the earthly kings or the magistrates here on the earth. When you come to them, you don't just run into their office and say, hey, king, how you doing there? No, there's a protocol. There's a way that you have to address. There's a certain way that you have to speak when you do come before your Father. So when we see this, it says, hallowed be your name. It speaks of adoration. Today in our society, we'll use his word, his name flippantly. We'll put a curse word behind his name. We'll just use his name like it's nothing. And it has not been hallowed. It's not sacred. The fourth point, thy kingdom come. When we're praying, we should be praying for his kingdom to come. What do you mean by kingdom? You put that word, you split it in half, you get king, which means the rule or the reign of a king. And also you have the word dumb, which you get the word domain. You put those together, it's the king's rule in a territory. So you want the God's rule to be ruling in your life, ruling over your children, ruling over your business, over your finances, and so forth. So when we put that together, we can see that we can use this model to now use in our prayer life so it becomes more effective when we pray. We can move mountains when we pray. We can turn situations around. We can watch, even as a young person, that you can literally change the climate or the environment of your school, or that single mama, you can change the very destiny of that son or that daughter that you have been caring for. That businessman, it gives you the wisdom to now speak over your business, pray over your business, and see God bless your business. So hopefully this information, I know we were able to get through the whole prayer, but next week we'll pick up where we left off. But I believe that God wants our prayer to be effective. He wants to bring prayer back into our society. He wants to bring prayer back into our schools, because I believe that nothing happens on the earth unless we pray. So I'm so thankful that you took the time this afternoon to just listen in and to be a part of this new series, Teach Me How to Pray. I want to teach you how to pray. And I believe as you're taught how to pray, then you can use the tools and extract those tools and those nuggets and then put it into practice. Use it in your prayer life. And then watch God begins to start doing great and marvelous things in your life. Pray. Pray in your schools. Pray. Pray for your spouse. Pray. Pray for yourself. Pray. Pray for our president. Pray. Pray over our churches. Pray. Pray in our families. Pray over your children. A day should not go by without we praying over our children. I believe I'm kind of conveying the point that we should pray, and it's important. Now, what I want to do is that I want to pray for you. You've been such a good audience, and you've been listening so intently, and I can see that you've been writing notes. I can see that you've been engaged. I also, Father, I want to, first of all, invite you out to come and worship with us. I believe that Maranatha is a church of worship, the word, and healing, but it's a church of destiny. This is the place where you should be. It's not necessarily a big church, at least not yet. But I believe that God is growing us, and he's laid the foundation for this church. If you want a place where you're actively involved in society, the feeding of the homeless, this changing the mindset of our society, this is the place for you. So I encourage you to come. All right? 10 o'clock this Sunday. Also, give us a call at 561-383-6574. You can also go on our website. That's Maranatha Inter, MaranathaInter.org. Or you can call us at 561-383-6574. Now, let's pray. Father, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, we declare, Lord God, that you are a holy God, you are a righteous Father, you are a mighty God, you are our El Elyon, you are our Shalom, meaning that you are our peace. And Father God, I thank you now, God, that in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, Father God, that you are a God that rules the heavens. So we, Father God, we declare now, God, let your kingdom, let your rule, let your reign be done in our lives. We pray, Lord God, Father God, for your rule to be in our homes, over our city, over our communities, that even as this voice goes over the airwaves, Lord Jesus, that your spirit, Lord God, will bring forth order to our society. Father God, I thank you, and I bless you, and I give you the glory. You're a good Father, and you've always been good.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and
welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Jesus said, the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else.